Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, we've often discussed the high cost of home and car insurance here on Drive Time. And in recent months, we've also seen the claims culture being held responsible for the adjustment. And in some cases, we've seen closures of businesses in many industries, from Dublin's Oktoberfest through to play centres and bouncy castle businesses. And today, it seems pet farms are not immune. Denise Kelly is a former owner of Kilshima Pet Farm that was forced to close because of issues with her insurance. And Denise is on the line along with Owen O'Reilly, currently running Rancho O'Reilly Pet Farm in Carlow, but he's struggling with the issue of insurance as well. Good evening to you both. Denise, you told your story recently on Liveline. What has happened to you?
Well, when I went on Liveline, I was hoping that some insurance company would hear me or word would get out there and somebody would come and save my business at the last minute, but unfortunately, it didn't happen and we were forced to close.
And you had a pet farm in Kilshima. How many animals did you have and what sort of numbers did you have coming through?
Well, we had approximately 200 animals with all the, you know, including all the poultry and everything and the exotics. And, well, this time of year it's really busy because it's the peak season. You know, we're busy all day from 10 till 6.
And the reason you closed, was it entirely down to the high cost of insurance?
No, it was down to the fact that nobody would give me a quote.
So it wasn't just the cost, you couldn't even get quoted at all, nothing. What had you been, just give me a little bit of the background, what had you been paying and had you seen a year-on-year increase?
No, I mean, I'd only been paying 900 euros for the previous 3 years. And, well, ever since we started, it's only ever been sort of 800-900. And then, because the current insurer I'm with, they're a broker that uses insurance companies in the UK, and they're not quoting to the Republic of Ireland. So I went back to Ireland to try and find somebody that would cover me, and no one would quote.
And the reason for your issue was it with getting insurance related to it to an outstanding claim?
It was.
They didn't want to know.
No, it was related to an outstanding claim, which is not a very big claim. It's in the scheme of things, it's a very small claim, and I needed the reserve, and the insurance company that I was with at the time of the claim wouldn't issue the reserve, and so nobody would quote me without that figure.
So a week ago, you had to call time on your business. What happened to all the pets?
Well, because I know quite a lot of other pet farms and private collectors, I was in the lucky position where I made a few phone calls and several were out the door on the Sunday. So I was in a lucky position, really.
Was that heartbreaking for you?
It was gone. I was just devastated.
And what are you doing now?
Not a lot. Just looking after the few animals we've got left. There's a few that we won't let go, and there's a few that I can't let go because I just don't want to. But we're just, you know, we're just taking one day as it comes and see where we go to from here, really.
And I think there's an ironic twist that after you closed, did you get a quote?
5 days after we closed, I got a quote for 1,800 euros, which is nothing.
You'd have paid that.
I'd have paid that because I've lost that in the time I've been closed. I'd have happily paid that. I mean, I was expected and I was told to expect somewhere around 5,000. And we'd budgeted for that as well. But that didn't come in either. And then 5 days after we closed, somebody came up with a quote for that, but like I said, I'd moved on a lot of the animals. Without the people coming through the doors, you can't afford to keep these animals.
Of course. Stay with us, Denise. Owen O'Reilly is with us as well. Hello, Owen.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
You're still in business, but would you say you're barely there?
We are just barely hanging in here at the moment, and it's a yearly problem I'm having, or I've had since I opened 9 years ago. There's never a question of even getting quotes or whatever. It's a question of you ring the insurance company or the broker rings insurance companies, and then they will either cover you or they won't cover you. And then you ask, how much is it going to be? Not, you don't ask the question, how much is it going to be first? It's, will you cover me? And you're just hoping for a quote, not even, you know, you're at their mercy. And things have gotten worse in the last 2 years. We started off 9 years ago, and it was €4,000 a year for insurance. And from there, it steadily went up. And this year, it's 27,000.
27,000 for a pet farm and activity centre in Carlow.
Yeah,
are you in a very high-risk business?
No. Trips, falls, bumps. That's the main cause of accidents. We've had one claim in the 9 years we were open, and it was a trip.
Yeah.
It was a trip and a grazed knee.
Your insurance will fall due again in a couple of months' time.
Back again in October, and it's the same story again, whether we can even get a quote of it.
Like, 24,000 is an awful lot of money, and I imagine that's a lot of children and families through your
gates. It's a lot of €5, yeah. It's an awful lot of €5. 27,000, it's a year's wage. It's my wage. So what I have to do then is and it has to be made up in 10 weeks of the year, for all the words. You have only 10 real weeks of the year in the summertime. So I've made a decision that I just close the pet farm in mid-September, and I go working for September right through until Easter.
And you employ a number of part-time people then as well, Owen?
There will be 12 part-time staff for the 15 weeks that we're open to.
So if you go, they lose that part-time work as well.
They lose that part-time work, yeah. And it's not even about the money. It's about, like, people need somewhere to go, and I don't know who to blame. I can't blame insurance companies, because the buck stops with me and the pet farm. So the buck stops with the government, I suppose, when it comes to Ireland and the insurance business.
So you don't blame the insurance companies. I
don't blame the judges or the judicial system.
Yeah.
I blame where the buck stops. Like, if something happens on the pet farm here, it'll eventually come back to me. So it's me, the buck stops with me. And I suppose the buck stops with the government in this situation. It's an Irish issue. Because in England, like, insurance for the same pet farm in England is running around £12,000 sterling.
Mm.
And I'm 27. It doesn't make sense.
What I can't figure out as well, Owen, is, and Denise has had to close, but you're being quoted 24 now. Maybe your businesses are different business models, 24, 27,000. Denise, what was the last quote you got, Denise, albeit a week after you had closed down?
1,800.
I would love to get that quote.
Yeah,
but we don't have no bouncy castles, no ball ponds, no zip wires, no high climbing frames. We just have a small play area.
Yeah, well, we used to have trampolines, and they all had to come out. We had an indoor play centre that had to come out as well. So to be honest with you, what we're left with now are swings, which are an issue as well, maybe. Some swings, sand pits, little obstacle courses, football pitches.
The sort
like
of
that.
Things we all love to bring our
we
children
to.
Play,
yeah.
And did you take out the indoor area because
indoor
of a fee? The insurance company wouldn't cover it. Did they? Do they come and look at your place, Owen?
No, they ask you what you have in it. They will ask, they ring you up and they ask what you have. And if you put in an extra swing, you ring them up and tell them you have put in an extra swing or you've put in an extra slide. And then if you take out something, you ring them up and tell them you've taken out A, B and C. But before we started this year, that we were told to take out the trampolines and the indoor play area, or the wooden quarters.
And how many animals, Owen, would you have on the pet farm?
I would suppose around 100, including all the poultry.
Which is expensive as well, to maintain them, look after them, feed them,
like
vets fees and so on.
52 weeks of the year, it's €120 a week, no matter what happens.
So
and the insurance has to be paid for the year as well. Like, you just go get a personal loan or a car loan for all the work you paid off in the year.
So when will it become too much? 27,000 this year.
That's
could be 30,000 the following. Is 27 too much?
We used to run a Christmas event as well. We've closed the Christmas event this year because I may stay working to pay for the insurance, as in on my 9-to-5 job.
You going to close, Owen?
We've closed the Christmas thing this year.
Yeah.
We can't do the Christmas this year because it just doesn't pay for me to give up work to do it, because my wage now is actually going... My wage is going to pay the insurance.
And you'll close in the autumn anyway now, because it's unsustainable to keep going. But you'll still have to pay the high premium.
The premium has to be paid, but the income wouldn't be coming in the winter months. Now, this is the first year we've closed. We used to always stay open 365 days a year for all the world, every weekend. Anytime the kids were off school, we'd be open for birthday parties.
Will you maintain the animals through the winter until you open again?
We'll have to, yeah.
So you're committed to it?
Committed. It's a lifestyle, I suppose. It's not about money. It is a lifestyle. Originally, I lost my job in 2008 when the crash happened.
Yeah.
And I had a shed in a field and kind of said, what am I going to do next? And decided, you'll always spend a fiver on a child. And it started from there. I had four children of my own, four young children at the time. And they're growing with the business now. One of them is 15 now. He's working in the business. The other is 40 and he's working in the business too. In the petting sheds. Getting out the rabbits and the snakes and the stuff for the kids. So the business is growing with the family, but it is a lifestyle. And now that lifestyle is no longer sustainable with the high cost of insurance.
So you worry that you'll go the way of Denise and maybe have to close down. Well, Denise Kelly and Owen O'Reilly, thank you both very much for talking to us on Drive Time this evening.